This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 57 for August 27th, which is a Tuesday, missed that, 2013. Here at the beginning, just at the beginning here, where I'm in the bedroom recording this, and if you hear mumbling in the background of stuff like crossbow goes here, laser bracers go here, check on steampunk bracer, etc. That is Charlotte in the background going over our Dragon Con packing checklist, which is occurring right now. I think it's actually a pretty good plan. She kind of likes to do these things a little bit beforehand, and I'm learning to agree with that pretty well. We're going to get everything Dragon Con related, hopefully, and a couple little things. I'm looking for one particular piece of equipment that I know I have for a costume that I might have lost, and if I did lose it, then Amazon Prime to the rescue. I'm looking for that tonight and then probably in the morning, and around noon tomorrow it'll be Amazon Primed if I need it. But other than that, things should be pretty well set up and put away tonight, and then that means so we still have some, you know, house related things and pets and all that sort of stuff that need to be dealt with tomorrow, but that way this way we won't have to deal with both things tomorrow night. We should be pretty much done with the Dragon Con packing setup tonight. And it's not going to be in the car or anything, but it'll be ready to go. So I do have an apartment in Atlanta, but I'm in North Carolina at our house up here right now. So we're driving down Thursday morning pretty early. So that's been the big thing to do this afternoon, pretty much. So, like, finished up some other crafting stuff that we had to do, and just Dragon Con stuff is pretty much ready, I think. I'm pretty excited about that. The other thing that it'll probably be pretty short tonight, but one of the other things that I've been doing recently, I was actually working on a little bit during my breaks during the day today, was thinking through my whole podcast, the like RSS reboot that I got to do. Cause when I restarted the podcast for the Dog Days of Podcasting, I have always had, and I'm thankful for this, I've always had a redirect. I need to look at what number I'm using for that redirect, but it doesn't really matter right now. I've always had a redirect. I've had like kinzoid.com/podcast.rss, I think is the URL that's for my podcast. And that's always redirected to another URL. And originally, you know, years ago, that redirected to my blip.tv account, and knocked up. It was like, category this, give it back in podcast XML format, blah, 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 whatever you had to do for blip.tv to get that podcast URL, which worked fine. Back. And in fact, it still works fine to this day. The blip.tv hasn't broken anything that's there. But what I found when I started the new podcast the first evening after I'd already done the podcast for Dog Days of Podcasting, because I was kind of doing it, you know, I found out about it like the day before I needed to do it, was that I could no longer upload audio only files to blip.tv. So I had to find a new place. And so I had to completely cut off. And then I had to find a new place to put my files. And then I had to have a new URL to redirect to, based on wherever the new files were. Well, I finally decided to host the files myself, and I just hand did a podcast. I found a little tool online that helped me generate a valid, podcast, XML file, and it's working because I tested it and I know other people are using it. So I know it's working. But at this point, I don't want to have to hand craft the podcast XML file in perpetuity, you know, forever. And I figured out relatively quickly that in particular, the newest version of, WordPress has some great that just came out. I think it actually came out like a episode or two. I don't remember. Could have been before, but I think it was an episode or two after I started Dog Days of Podcasting. It already had XML, or it already had podcast functionality, but it has really much better podcast functionality now because it has an HTML5 based media player. So you can just throw this little media player that's totally, you know, like within the WordPress thing. I don't even have to include any plugins or anything. And you can play it from the site, and then that also supports its podcast feed generation functionality. So WordPress itself has the ability to generate my podcast feed. And that's what I'm going to move to after Dog Days Podcasting is over. And I've been exploring that for a little while now. I was looking at it today. I was trying to figure out is there any way that I can set it up so that I won't have to do this big reboot thing? And I don't think that's the case. I just simply don't think that's the case. My GUIDs, my globally unique identifiers for my podcasting episodes are going to be different. Even though all the episodes will all be the same, the GUIDs are going to be different, et cetera, et cetera. There's all sorts of stuff. And in the meantime, I also had to log back into my I was thinking about things today, and I've decided that I think I'm going to move. So before I do the reboot, I'm going to move all of my podcasting episodes from Blip TV. I'll leave them at Blip TV. And if anybody who's listening to that, you know, feed, that'll still work. They'll just never get anything new. But I'm going to copy all of those episodes, and I found them all the way back to the first one. I listened to my first one today, which didn't even really have the correct. I've gone through a couple iterations of how I, like, you know, on my blog, how I do the subject line for the podcasting episodes. Oh man, it's like, I love this data archaeology stuff where you go back through, you know, any recurring thing. You know, this is a podcast in this instance, but it could be any sort of thing. You back and look earlier, especially as you get to the very early versions of it, you see all the iteration where you're like, oh, I was going to call it this. Now I'm going to change the format to that. Now I'm going to change the format of the subject to this. You know, now I'm very steady into the KAZ colon episode, whatever it is. But there were changes in the beginning, and I love looking at that sort of stuff. I love like data archaeology type things. But I found them all. So what I'm going to do is I looked into it and I thought about it. And what I've decided to do is I'm going to move all the MP3 files to my own server. I mean, this is absolutely zero, you know, impact on my storage, requirements, or not requirements, but the storage that I have available, network available. I mean, conceivably, if somebody went back to these earlier ones and, you know, a lot, you know, there could be some impact, but as of right now, I'm going to need to get, you know, 100 or 1,000 fold increase in my number of followers for that to be an impact on my network bandwidth at all. Right now, my network bandwidth at Linode has bumped up, you know, probably by a factor of 10 in the past couple of months. But about 80% of that is the fact that I'm running tiny RSS as my Google Reader replacement. Only about 20% of it looks to be related to me having all my podcasts stored there now. So it's funny because in the very first episode that I was listening to, I considered hosting my own files, and I was like, no, I can't do that for bandwidth reasons. Well, this was 2006, you know, and the bandwidth that you can get from a host like Linode today, and the bandwidth, it's probably at least 10 times more. It could even be more than that. I know we constantly get increases from Linode just for free. I mean, just in the same tier that I'm in, which is I'm in the lowest tier. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to store everything here, and I'm not going to change any of my the names of any of the, you know, like I said, the names are inconsistent. If you go far enough back in the past, I'm not going to go back and change those because that would invalidate things that have been in Google's cache or any search engine's cache, but mainly you're worried about Google for a long, long time. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to fit all the old stuff into where things are now. So I'm going to move things. I'm going to fix. I am going to do some fixing. Like in my old podcast, I have links that are to say, you know, here's the direct link to my podcast, and it's a BlipTV link. I'm going to go ahead and update those. This is like body text within the post for the most part. I'm going to go ahead and update those, fix all that, take the blip stuff out, and move it all to hook that all up into my site. Get all that cleaned up, get the media player on every one of them. And then at some point, not too long after DragonCon, I will notify everybody on the blog, and then what I'll do is I'll probably shut down for about a week is my guess is what I'll do. As I'll say, this is my last podcast for the next week. And probably sometime within this week, like within a day or so after that, I'm going to flip the switch and the redirect will go to a new feed. And based on that new feed, I'm guessing everything in my feed, because everybody's had this happen. If anybody who uses Google Reader for podcast or RSS feeds for podcasting or Google Reading or whatever, people change their feeds and then all of a sudden the whole entire feed gets, you know, invalidated and everything's new again. So what I'm going to tell people is, you know, this is my last podcast for the next week. If you refresh tomorrow and it shows you, you know, a bunch of new podcasts, just mark them all as read. I am not going to be podcasting again until day X, whatever it is, you know, September 15th or whatever the week after I decide to do it is. And that'll give me time to work all the kinks out, make sure everything's okay. That'll give people time to have that happen to them, and then go in on their reader and just mark everything as read, and then we'll be good to go. And so then a week after that, I'll be running on WordPress's native RSS generation, which will mean I'll only have to do this. I won't have to maintain a separate podcasting XML file and my Google Reader, or my WordPress, you know, just the regular blog posts. One place will generate everything. Still not quite as smooth as the workflow that people like Dave Slusher are using now, where all the Allphonic, the metadata within their MP3 file at Allphonic is actually, from what I understand, is generating their WordPress post even. That's pretty impressive. But I'll do the best I can. This will be way smoother. I'll be happy with it. So that's what I've been mucking around with today. Like I said, tomorrow will be the last night before we head out for DragonCon. So it'll be pretty cool. And we're all excited about going out to DragonCon and having a good time. So I think that's pretty much it for today. This has been Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone. That's at kenzoid.com, KENZOID. My email address for feedback is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, kkennedy@kenzoid.com. I also have a comments section on the blog. My Twitter handle is kenzoid. My Google Plus 27-digit identifier will be in the show notes. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike version 3.0. And this is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, which is at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See you guys later.